Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have any reason why I'm upset with you today?
I have no clue at all.
You've taken TikTok from me. I'm blaming you. I'm not blaming Donald Trump. I'm not blaming Joe Biden. I'm not blaming those lackeys on the Supreme Court. I am amused often on the TikTok. And you, Major Garrett, you know what I have to do now? I'm going to have to talk to people. I might have to read a book. I might have to get informed about the world as opposed to the 7 hours a day I spend there laying on my couch laughing. So I hope you're happy. I hope you can live with yourself tonight knowing I might have to enrich my brain starting on Sunday as opposed to, you know, looking at that curb clip or looking at somebody falling down or seeing a great comedian or a golf lesson or who knows, maybe an attractive woman pops up. But you, Mr. San Diego, had to take away about 75% of the joy in my life by ending TikTok. Thanks a lot.
There are roughly 170 million Americans on TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Of course. That's why you took it away.
Jealousy. Been on TikTok. You sent me what I think is a very good clip from the David Letterman show. I can't watch it because I don't have TikTok. I won't download the app because I'm not going to algorithmically link my data to the Chinese Communist Party. So I don't have TikTok. I've never been on TikTok. And as such, I am, for sort of anthropological reasons, a media troglodyte. I am like a old species. Buried in the sand.
Do you have power in your house?
Of thousands of years.
Do you have an outhouse? I mean, what?
Do you have dial up?
I mean, what, do you take a horse over to the Capitol or the White House? I mean, what else are you missing out on? So this is big news. It was a 9-0 decision.
Right.
All the networks, including yours, pay close attention to it. Donald Trump 5 years ago was, no, mm-mm. We're going to play tough with the Chinese government. We're going to play tough with TikTok. Right. Then he saw, wait a second, these folks are going to support me, donate to my campaign, and then a lot of my young voters like it. I'm now Mr. TikTok. So he's going to be, by the time we talk next Friday, he's the boss. He's in charge. What do you think he's going to try to do?
I think he's going to try to create a U.S. brokered deal. Now, the law is very specific. As of Sunday, this platform has to start to deprogram itself. I'm not sure what the actual terminology is, but it has to make itself less accessible on a pretty rapid basis. It will be incumbent on the incoming Trump administration to monitor that and to accelerate it in accordance with the law. Trump told CNN today that Congress gave him the power to make a decision about this. That's not what the law says.
It doesn't say
anything.
That's
what Trump is saying.
Like that. Yes.
It said. That's not what it said at all. but I think he's going to try to broker a deal. The larger question is, it's ownership, because that's the first way to decouple the algorithm owned by ByteDance, the parent company based in Singapore, but answerable to the Chinese Communist Party. That's the first step in making this less a direct conduit to those within the Chinese government, which has always been the national security fear. Not so much disinformation, just a great vacuum cleaner of data on American users who are on the platform. If there's an American owner of it, what does that do, and does it change the algorithm, and does it change the relationship to that data? One side note that when the CEO of TikTok, who I've met and talked to several times, likes to bring up.
Name dropper.
He says, look, yes, we're owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is based in Singapore. There is a direct relationship to the Chinese government. All of that is true. But other multinational social media platforms, Google, Meta, Apple, also have investors that are foreign.
That's correct.
And therefore have financial incentives to be tracking that same data. That's not an illegitimate point.
No, it's a good one.
But we don't have a law about that.
Yeah,
we do have a law about
this. Yep.
And the Supreme Court just sanctified it. So it's got to go into effect. Look, you know and I know the Trumpian instinct here is to cut a grand deal, take credit for it, and save everyone's TikTok experience. Whether he can do that or not, whether companies want to pony up what would be required, because for 9 months, lots of companies have sort of sniffed around this and put some ideas and concepts on the table. Chinese government, ByteDance, not interested. Are they going to become suddenly more interested? Maybe. And if they do, at what price? This is going to come down to what price. The one thing that I do think is true, and you probably have more experience with this than I do because you're actually on the platform, and this is part of the PR campaign that TikTok has unsuccessfully brought to Congress, is that lots of Americans have built small businesses on TikTok.
Lots of them. I mean, very successful
business. Those are not made up
stories.
Yeah, 100%. These people have found the platform useful,
right?
Talked about themselves, their products, and built a new life for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could they do that on some other platform?
Sure.
No.
I would think. But
maybe not. But they'd rather not deal with the uncertainty.
That's
a legitimate part of this conversation as well.
So I want to pick up on a side part what you said, because I was clicking, and I watched CBSN too, but I was clicking from Fox to CNN. And Pamela Brown comes on, as other journalists have said often, well, I just got off the phone with the president.
Yeah.
And how commonplace is Donald Trump's phone number? Because I hear this all the time from journalists. I call him, even journalists who he often offers up utter disdain, and he still answers the phone and talks to him like, I don't think you're just going to give me the number right now, but do you have Donald Trump's phone number?
Do I personally have his number? No.
Yes.
I know how to reach him, but I don't personally have his number.
Yeah.
There are means by which you go through this process, you know, and it has its complexities, but if you really want to reach him, you can. Now, some people, my colleague Robert Costa, I do think has his number.
Yeah.
And a direct line to him.
I've heard him say, I just called him and he answered and told me this.
Right. Maggie Haberman of the New York Times has had Trump's number for more than a decade, who he calls Maggot Haberman and then talks to right after that and spills a bunch of great stuff for her that becomes front page news in the New York
Correct.
Times.
Correct. On background, he's giving her all sorts of stuff.
Right. Yeah. That's Trump's back and forth with the media. Those of us, I mean, Maggie's got much more experience with that than I do, because she covered him when she was in the tabloid press in New York during Trump's rise. So they have a long, long history. And Trump is, and I'm not breaking any news here, addicted to media coverage, especially those who do so regularly. And that will never end.
Let's do this. Let's pause here and talk about another big news, which broke a piece of big news, which broke today. The inauguration is going inside. This is huge news. This man is as good as anybody in radio. We are so lucky to have him. Major Garrett joins us every Friday around this time. Serious Silly. He's the best. Back with Major in moments.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
We've had a number of very cold inaugurations before in our history. I was reminded, looking up a few, JFK, very cold. Barack Obama, the first time, very cold. This is planned literally for years. Mm-hmm. How elaborate is this? And obviously there have been a lot of talks for the last few days ahead of this.
Sure.
But
yes.
How complicated and elaborate is this to go from the location we spotted for years to go to the Capitol and condense all this into a much, much smaller spot?
It's something that the Joint Committee on the Inauguration plans for. They plan for indoor and outdoor simultaneously. The Secret Service plans for indoor and outdoor simultaneously. Because in 1985, we did this. Ronald Reagan was sworn in the White House on the 20th, per the Constitution. Then he was ceremonially sworn in a Capitol Rotunda ceremony the next day, January 21st, 1985. So that's our most recent example of the cold weather, and the temperatures Monday will be almost exactly as they were back in 1985, which is why Trump has agreed to bring it inside. It would just be too dangerous, way too dangerous for his supporters, for the media, for the first responders, for the law enforcement, to be standing out for 6, 7, 10 hours in 6 degree or colder weather, because that's what's projected. It's just not healthy at all. It's really dangerous. So that's what's going to happen. And the biggest logistical hurdle is not the Capitol. That's comparatively easy because there's, as I said, simultaneous logistical planning for both. The biggest logistical hurdle will be moving the parade inside the Capitol One arena Monday afternoon, which is what's going to happen. So the bands and those who are scheduled to be a part of the parade will not do so outside again because of the cold. They'll be inside of the Capitol One arena. What Reagan did in 85 is all those parades were canceled except for a few that actually came through the rotunda itself. The vast majority of bands that were invited who could not participate were brought back to the White House on Memorial Day for a parade in Memorial Day of 1985 just to give them a chance to march in front of the White House and be reviewed by the president and have a good time. So adaptations can be made, have been made, But all of us, I think, in Washington are relieved it's going to be inside, because it's going to be far safer, because there was going to be, if it had been outside, there would have been people who would have been under serious medical issues.
Yep.
There's just no question about it.
I have no problem with this. None. And the Reagan idea, having him come back months later, I think is a fair way. I understand the debate.
It was kind of inspired.
Yeah.
They really had fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we talked California last week. We're going to talk California again. Let's hope the progress continues. But I want to tie to D.C. because I think this is, what's the word I'm looking for, grotesque. I understand we should have a spirited debate on Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, hydrants, reservoirs, number of firefighters, DEI, management of forest fires, climate effect, all that should absolutely happen. But the federal government continues to step up and provide relief to not Gavin Newsom, to not Karen Bass, but to citizens of areas who live in Louisiana, Miami, Palisades, the District, Plymouth, Minnesota, when a national tragedy happens. And Donald Trump did this at times during his first administration. But now you're seeing the continued reports, including the president-elect himself in a Dan Bongino interview yesterday. We're talking about tying the aid to citizens who may have voted enthusiastically for Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
This isn't just like California's all Democrats. No. And by the way, that's an affluent area. There are a lot of Republicans who voted for Donald Trump in that area. And tying it in multiple ways, Majors, you know, including on managing the climate out there in a certain way, and also potentially tying it to where the debt ceiling limit. This is craven. This is awful, in my opinion.
So for the audience, here's a trivia question that will stump all of your friends. Listen to me carefully. Ask your friends, if you're at a cocktail party or at a bar, you want to impress everybody, hey, which county in America gave Donald Trump the largest number of votes? The answer is Los Angeles County.
Yeah, think about it.
1.2 million in 2024, 1.1 million in 2020. So did Harris win 65-32? Yes. Did Biden win 71-27? Yes. But if you want to stump your friends, which county in America gave Trump more raw votes than any other county in America? Your friends won't get it. You'll be the smartest person in the room for at least a night. Yeah. So enjoy that. So, look, the Republicans are all wrapped around the axle over the debt ceiling. So they're looking for something that is must pass that can alleviate some of the pressure. And they are correct, cynically, politically, that lots of Democrats will vote for aid for California. What they are forgetting is this is a terrible precedent. You do not want to precedentially establish that other policy issues should be tied to imperative needs for disaster assistance. And to summarize very quickly, when FEMA gives 100% reimbursement, that allows local jurisdictions to make swift decisions about what its residents most need to recover most rapidly, so they don't ask themselves nagging budgetary questions, because the federal government says, no, we're backstopping. Don't hesitate. Make decisions. We will reimburse you for the most immediate needs right after a disaster. There are other aspects of it as well that are allocated in dollars for home rebuilding or small business loans and the like. But the most important thing you do is you say full reimbursement. Don't wait. Don't worry about your budget books. We'll take care of you, at least in the early days when you have to make lots of very expensive decisions. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
And that helps every community recover more rapidly than it otherwise would.
We've got a minute. Just think, if Kamala Harris wins and something happens in Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas.
No.
And there would be outrage, and it would be accurate. This is not where we draw partisan lines. Never.
Look, I wrote in my book, The Big Truth, the introduction, describes a case in which alienation in our country becomes a civil war by paper.
Yep.
Where states just stop opting out of things. So you know what? If you're not going to do this for us, we're not going to send our federal tax revenue.
Right.
We don't want to get in the position where we become so estranged that we engage in a civil war by paperwork.
100%.
We just start dividing ourselves from one another. We stop recognizing each other. And this is a movement in that direction. It should be resisted.
Get my TikTok back before the weekend's done, okay?
I'll get right on that.
Thank you. Major, we'll solve the TikTok issue by Sunday at noon. I'm counting on that, or else dead to me. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to get $500 off your insulation project. Call for more details. Taylor's here. So CBS. Next hour, Shaletta and Corey Provis. I'm Bob Uecker.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.